Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with Moneyweb.
Now, South Africa's retail property sector is experiencing a significant upswing, and it's all got to do with food. What am I saying? Well, it's all driven by the lowest food inflation rates that we've seen in the past 14 years. And the economic relief, essentially it means more people are shopping, I guess, has increased consumer spending. That's led to notable developments such as, and there are many, but I'll list one, a 20 billion rand expansion of Cape Town's V&A waterfront. There's also been a surge in township retail investments. I guess the big question is, how sustainable is all of this? I'm in conversation now with John Jack, who's Chief Executive Officer of Galetti Corporate Real Estate. John, always good to talk to you. Thanks for joining us. So make the link for me. Increased consumer spending, how does that directly impact the retail property sector?
Sure. So there's a critical sort of analysis that the retailers do, one called trading density. And trading density is effectively the amount of revenue generated per square meter of retail space. So if you have a 10,000 square meter shopping center, how much revenue is generated in that shopping center per square meter? And these obviously range. So you can imagine the guys selling the Gucci bags and these kind of things have a very high number. It's a small store, but they're selling high value items. And then it goes all the way down to the sort of Pick and Pays and ShopRites and that kind of thing, where you're selling lower value items and you have a really, really big store. And this obviously averages at some point, depending on the type of shopping center that you have, where it's positioned, etc. I think that the average in South Africa was sitting at about 40,000 rand per square meter revenue generated. But this can go as low as 5,000 rand a square meter, and it can go up as high as 300,000 rand a square meter, depending on the type of store. So what effectively happens is the more spend happening in the store, given that there hasn't been so much inflation and people have more disposable income, means that they're obviously starting to spend more on different value items. And this drives the performance of a shopping center. Mm. And ultimately what that does is then they say, well, maybe we should expand the shopping center. Maybe we should add more, you know, more shops here, or maybe we should build another one close to this area, which offers more variety.
And the data suggests, John, that inflation is seemingly under control. We are on a downward trajectory. But there is always an element of risk here, given the volatile nature of South Africa's economy. Am I right?
Yeah, 100%. I mean, we saw recently they wanted to increase the VAT by 2%. Now, you know, that has such a punchy effect on the general consumer, you know, across the board, really. And there are a few items, obviously, that are VAT exempt. But really, that doesn't, you know, it's a wishful thinking to think that people only, you know, go for the VAT exempt items. And that's at the very, very lowest LSM, which is obviously a significant part of the population. But when you come to talking about like spend in retail, a lot of the items that people are spending on are not VAT exempt. So that's just one of the examples that things can change quickly in South Africa. Now, obviously, all of us are sitting waiting to find out where else they're going to be recovering the shortfall to support this sort of bigger cabinet that they have, and government, you know, government wages, etc. So it's going to get recovered somewhere, and it's going to impact the consumer, and this could immediately impact retail.
I get the 20 billion rand expansion as far as the V&A waterfront is concerned, because in many respects the Western Cape is a bubble unto itself. But is this kind of optimism being reflected in other, perhaps more depressed centres?
No, not really. You know, that type of expansion is significant. And of course, like you say, it's in Cape Town. People are still very bullish Cape Town. At the same time, the type of shopper that is shopping there is that the highest LSMs. And if you look at the, if you just look at residential sales in Cape Town, the percentage of sales being sold to foreigners has, I mean, the number has significantly increased. So a lot of people dealing at the moment in the property market, dealing with foreign buyers. In fact, I was chatting to a residential agent the other day, and basically what had happened is they had advertised this property online, and literally within 20 minutes, they got a call from Germany. Wow. The deposit, a million rand deposit was paid, and that property was off the market. This is the speed at which it's trading to foreigners sitting in Germany, for example. And so when you start talking about buying power and the LSM levels, it's not at a South African level. It's actually at an international level. And if you think about how expensive it is in Europe to travel and just buy anything, a meal, imagine how cheap it is for them coming to South Africa buying literally anything. So I think that's, you know, when you start talking about the waterfront and a 20 billion expansion, that's who's spending money there.
I mean, a million rand is kind of euro lunch money in many respects. Having said that, though, I also mentioned at the start of our conversation that there has been a surge in township retail investments. What's happening?
So I think township retail is exactly where we sort of it, this disposable income, right? So we had peak inflation in 2023 sitting at just north of 11%. Now this is sort of like a quarter of that amount. And so you have this relatively higher disposable income. And, you know, in that, at that level, there's very little saving in South Africa. So it's being spent. So when there is more disposable income, and obviously you see some salary increases and that kind of thing, you will see the ability for people to go and spend it at the shopping centers, because that is where it gets spent. You start thinking about other places that it could be spent. Would it be spent on a motor vehicle? No, a motor vehicle sits at a higher LSM. You know, so really it gets spent on the FMCG, which sits in the shopping centers.
So all of this, I imagine, is or could be good news for REITs, the real estate investment trusts, providing the spread in the portfolio is optimal.
Yeah. I mean, you look at Hyprop, for example. Fairvest has a big exposure to retail and are doing more so they're actually adjusting their portfolio now, offloading their industrial and offices to focus more on retail. You know, Resilient, another retail specialist. There are a lot of retail specialists in the market, and it's quite interesting what's happened actually in this REIT market in general, is that there was massive desire for very focused REITs. Equites is an example. They were a logistics REIT. Now what's happened is actually people are looking for the more diversified experience. You know, so if you go and look at guys, you have an exposure to not only a single asset, but a more diversified portfolio. And those portfolios that are diversified and contain a retail weighting are the ones that are performing.
Just in conclusion, let me just slip in a strategic question to you. If you look at the changing face of urban retail centers, do you have any thoughts on how they are evolving to meet the needs of consumers and, I guess, retailers as well, given the background that you've just outlined?
Yeah, I mean, you're probably talking a lot to the people moving out of the larger geographies like Johannesburg and moving down to maybe the coast, you know. And I could take a very basic example. Take Plettenberg Bay. A lot of people went there on holiday, but there are a lot of people living in Plettenberg Bay now. Now this changes what you actually require there. You don't actually just need the spa that you can go and shop at happily when you're on holiday, but you actually need a little bit bigger shopping center where you've got a Woolworths and you've got a ShopRite and you've got a lot more services, you know, being offered in the retail centers as well. So you get a much larger footprint center. And then that obviously changes the traffic, because if there's so much a bigger center, you know, requires more traffic, you're going to need a different approach to traffic in general just to access it. Where will you put it? Well, you'll put it on the outside of town. You'll put it closer to the freeway. So all of these type of things are having a change in the way that those cities are planned, whereas historically it was just a small seaside village and the spa was okay. You know, you put it in the center. Now it's different. You put it on the outside, you put a big shopping center, you put a regional, and you have everyone in there.
Yeah, and that's become so evident, hasn't it? John, always good catching up with you. Thank you so much for those insights. John Jack is Chief Executive Officer, Galetti Corporate Real Estate, and I have no doubt we'll talk to you again in the not-too-distant future.
Heart Business on Heart 1027 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.